Hey everyone, it's Nick from the Ominous Archives, and I will be your host this week for the Ominous Library. Because as I was leaving the archives last week, I noticed this puddle kind of extending out of the library, which was weird because there's no pipes in there. So I walked in, and this story made itself known to me. So sit back and get ready. I didn't believe in haunted places. Not really. I mean, I liked the idea, the history, the stories, the atmosphere. But I always assume there was an explanation. Old pipes, drafts, overactive imaginations. So that's why I booked a stay at the Queen Mary. Not because I believed, but because I didn't. When I first boarded, there was this smell. It wasn't a bad smell. Think of when the salt water first hits your nose when you're walking onto the beach, crossed with some kind of like coconut wax on the wood. So my check-in was normal. The staff was friendly. Got the typical friendly rehearsed feeling. I made a smart-ass comment to the lady behind the desk about hoping to see a ghost. She smiled, but it was one of those weird smiles where it feels just too long. She then said, most guests don't have any problems until they do. I laughed, thinking it was some kind of joke. Well, it wasn't. My room was small, but authentic. Art deco furniture, porthole window, a bed that felt like it belonged to another era. There was no TV, no city hum, just silence. That first night, nothing happened. And honestly, that almost disappointed me. The next day I explored. There were long corridors that stretched further than they should, the kind of hallways where footsteps echo back with that slight delay. I visited the pool. It was closed now and drained, but you could still see it through the glass. That's where they say people see figures. They hear splashing. I didn't see anything, just my reflection. But for a second, I thought it moved differently than I did. I didn't think anything of it, and later, I made my way down to the engine room. There's a spot down there known as Door 13. A sailor was crushed during a drill, and they say that his spirit still lingers. Guests report seeing a man in blue overalls. I stood there for a while, still didn't see anything. I didn't hear any footsteps. I didn't see any shadows. And that's where I told myself, it's just a ship with a bunch of supposed stories. I haven't seen or heard anything. So that night, we went back to my room. That's when things changed. I woke up around 2:30 a.m. It wasn't a nightmare or a noise. I kind of just woke up. And after sitting there and closing my eyes again, I heard something. There were footsteps outside my door. They were slow and measured. I figured it was just another guest, so I decided to check the peephole. And that's when my stomach dropped a little bit. Because when I looked, the hallway was empty. And the footsteps didn't stop. I didn't sleep much after that. Still, though, I told myself, it's an old ship. Noises travel weird. It's probably coming from an adjacent hallway. There's always an explanation. Day 3, I was tired. I was on edge, but I was also curious. Because things weren't just noises anymore. Objects had moved. My suitcase shifted and slightly opened when I knew I had closed it. The bathroom light flicked on once when I was across the room. They were small things. Easy to dismiss. I bumped the suitcase, wiring in an old ship. But together, all that stuff started to feel intentional, kind of. Like something wanted my attention. So then, my last night on that ship, I should have just went with my gut and checked out early. But I didn't want to admit something had gotten to me. So I stayed. I remember sitting on the edge of my bed, telling myself, it's just one more night. things haven't even been that bad. And then the knocking started. It wasn't loud. It was just three soft taps on the wall. Not the door, the wall, right next to the bed. I froze. Then it came again. Three taps. Slow, deliberate. Like something was trying to check to see if I was awake. And then I heard it. There was a voice. It wasn't loud. It wasn't even clear. But it was close. Too close. Right behind me, kind of close. And it said, "You're in my room." I turned, saw nothing. And at this point, the air shifted. It felt off. It was heavy. Like the room was suddenly too small. So I went into the bathroom to flash some water on my face and clear my head. I flicked the light on, and I saw myself in the mirror. Only, something was off. My expression didn't match how I felt. I was terrified. But the reflection was calm. Almost came off as curious. And that's when the lights flickered. And in the mirror behind me, someone was standing in the doorway. It was a man, wearing something old. I spun around as fast as I could, only to see no one was there. But when I looked back in the mirror, he got closer. At this point, I couldn't move. My body felt like a tree rooted to the ground, like it wasn't mine anymore. And the reflection, it wasn't copying me. It was leading. It was smiling. Slowly. And then, everything went dark. I woke up the next morning, in my bed. Sunlight shining through the porthole. Everything seemed normal. I laughed, because that was a wild nightmare. It must have just been from the stress, the atmosphere, and my imagination. So I packed my things. I checked out. And the woman at the desk looked at me again, that same weird smile. And she said, "Did you enjoy your stay?" I told her I did, because I meant it. I drove home. I went back to my life. Everything is normal. But sometimes, I catch my reflection smiling when I'm not. And sometimes, I hear footsteps when I'm standing still. And the worst part is, I don't think I left that ship. I think something else did. If you're hearing this, if you're listening, this isn't me. Not anymore. I'm still on the Queen Mary, and it's still looking for someone else. So thanks for listening to that story from the Ominous Library, and enjoy your night. Until next time, see ya. Thank you.